mentioned the reason I'm going to start tonight is because I want you to have time to take this and try to figure it out scripturally for yourself as well. Because I know we hear this often, what day Jesus died and how this all fits together. But you do have to make sure you understand the scriptures and how it all fits together. Now, that is a portion, you see, that starts on page 3. I have a whole nother section, and I'm just looking for the Lord's wisdom tonight, not because I can't cover it all, but I do want to cover what I gave you a little bit. So let me give you, by way of introduction, let's begin in John chapter 12. And what we're going to see is we are furnished by Scripture with certain facts and fixed points. Amen? So there's some days, there's some fixed points that we can turn to in the Bible. And when we put all this together, it enables us to determine the events which filled up the last days of the last week of our Lord's life on earth. And we will be able to also to fix the day of the crucifixion and to ascertain the duration of the time he remained in the tomb. All of this is explained in God's word. A lot of the confusion, as you know, you'll hear a lot about what day Jesus was crucified, and you'll have even popular speakers talk about Good Friday and how Jesus was crucified. I say good speakers, I mean popular speakers is what I mean, that people follow all the time. Honey, I'm going to need water again. So basically, I want you to understand that God's word will help us if we understand the fixed points. And of course, the Gentiles were not able to understand the three feasts of the Lord. But as we are able to understand the feasts of the Lord and what the Passover was and what Jesus was fulfilling, we also, that will be helpful for us. However, one of the key facts that you will understand, and I hope you can get this in your mind right now, is that the days that were counted in the Bible are not like our days. They didn't start at midnight. Like we say, all right, you know, midnight is the beginning of the new, you know, the next day. They started at 6 p.m. So the next day was at 6 all the way to 6. That was a full day. So if you don't get that clear in your mind, you're never going to figure this out. So it's really from sunset to sunset was a day, not from midnight to midnight. Let me see if this is on here. One of the things that you need to understand, well, let's read John 12:1, then we'll go to one other passage, and then I'll start going down that list a little bit and just kind of give some introductory thoughts. But John 12:1 says, then Jesus 6 days before the Passover. That's an important date. He came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. So this is 6 days before the Passover. And when you understand the Passover, remember in the Bible, the day The first day of the feast was a what they call a holy convocation, or a Sabbath day, or a high day, all referring to that. So when it talks about the Sabbath, let's go to John 19:31. That's the other fixed point I want you to remember. I think we saw some of the context this morning. This is already the death of Christ. Okay, we're entering into the death. John 19:31, it says, the Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day. Now, those who believe in a Friday crucifixion will turn to that and say, see, that's Saturday. But the problem, it says, for that Sabbath day was a high day. So that Sabbath day wasn't your normal Saturday Sabbath. It was a special Sabbath that we find. We could go back to Leviticus 23, Exodus chapter 12. And it's called a high day because it was the first day of the feast. And that overshadowed the normal weekly Sabbath. So you have to understand that day is not a Saturday. It's a special Sabbath. The Jews called it Yom Tov, good day. And this is the greeting on that day throughout Jewry down to the present time. Yom Tov. And so when people mistake that Sabbath for the weekly Sabbath, that's what leads to all the confusion. Obviously, I think Wednesday night will deal with the 3 days and three nights. Was that literal or figurative? So you have to be able to count 3 days and three nights that Jesus was in the tomb. So it's impossible to count 3 days and three nights from Friday to Saturday, the beginning of Sunday at 6 p.m. How are you going to get 3 days and three nights in there? And they're going to say, well, that's the third day. And yes, there is some Hebrew idioms, 3 days. It could be the 3 days, meaning parts of the 3 days. But it's not true when he says 3 days and three nights. If he just said 3 days, you could say, well, he meant part of the third day. And that's how they start explaining how he rose on Sunday. They start saying it's part of the third day, so it's referring to the third day. But when he adds three nights, then that takes away that idiom. It's not a part of the third day. It's actually 3 days and three nights that have to be fulfilled in that time frame. Now, during that time, if you look at your crucifixion week chart on the page 3. So, the 15th is Thursday. And I took away my notes by looking at that chart. I have the chart here. Let me do it that way. So, John 19:31 was the first day of the feast. The first day of the feast was on 15 Nisan. That's the month there. Abib or Nisan. Thursday. That was the high day of that year. So we're not only just trying to We understand, okay, the Jewish feast, when the Passover began, and in the year that Jesus died, this is the calendar. So it's not based on, you know, some theory. This is literally the days. This is literally the week that Jesus died. These are the dates. The 15th was a Sabbath. It was a high day, John 19:31, and that was the day before was the preparation. Now, we don't have this on our chart, but remember we read John 12:1, 6 days before the Passover. That would take you back to the ninth day of Nisan, which is not on this week. And then there's another quote, after 2 days is the Passover, and that's the 13th day of Nisan. So you can actually read the scriptures and say, okay, this is 6 days, right? That's gonna got to be the ninth. And then 2 days, that has to be the 13th. Just like our figuring of time today in a week. Now, the first day of the week on the resurrection is going to be from that time, 6 p.m. on Saturday. It will be right on this calendar on the 17th day of Nisan. 6 p.m. is the first day of the week. That's how you can get 3 days and three nights in there. All right. Go to your study here, which begins on the sixth day before the Passover, the ninth day of Nisan. That's page 3. So if you understand John 12:1, we're back in John 12. Jesus, there's 6 days before the Passover came to Jesus, 6 days before the Passover came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. So this would have been the time that he had the Sabbath there, which would have been Saturday. And he had a supper, and we read this. Remember, he's anointed here, verses 3 to 11. Then took Mary a pound of ointment and very costly and anointed Jesus for his burial. Amen. She understood. And then what we preach today. Go down to John 12 and verse 12. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, John 12:12, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, as it is written, fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh sitting on an ass's colt. Zechariah 9:9. Remember, we read that today. This is the parallel passage to what we read. And so this is Palm Sunday. So Jesus is in Bethany. Jesus passes the Sabbath there. And then on Palm Sunday, which we preached and taught today, Jesus enters into Jerusalem. And that's what we're recorded here. And they took palms. Why is it called Palm Sunday? They took branches of palm trees and went before him. And then you have other gospels there. You see that? He weeps over the city. We read that today after our passage. We read that when he got to Jerusalem, he wept. He enters the temple. He looks around in Mark 11, then he returns to Bethany. Then in John 12, 20, we pick up, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Amen. Philip cometh and telleth, and Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Then he preaches that message about this corner of the wheat falling in the ground and dying. He's speaking of his own death, but it is applied to us. We have to die to self to bring forth fruit. So we have, this is happening on Sunday night, okay? That is on your chart, the 12th day of Nisan. Now remember, the 12th day of Nisan, you see the 11th day there, the first day, at 6 p.m., you can draw a little line down there, 6 p.m., that's the 12th. And it goes all the way to the next day. You have Monday, the 12th, it ends at 6 p.m. That's Sunday, that's Monday, begins at 6. That's what we're talking about here. So after Palm Sunday, it's Monday. It's Sunday night, which is Monday. This is the part that it's hard to keep straight in your mind, but you have to think scripturally and biblically, not fit everything to what we're thinking today about our time. You have to get out of that and put yourself in the Bible. So this is the third day before the Passover. The sunset. And 12 Nisan. And you have Jesus in the temple teaching. And then we have other gospels. See, you could actually take this and read scripture by scripture, passage by passage, put it all together with parallel passages and make a harmony. That's what this is. So you have the other gospel in the morning, our Monday a.m., the Lord returns to Jerusalem, Matthew 21, 18, Mark 11. The fig tree's curse. Remember, he curses that fig tree, and they went by it again and saw it was cursed and died. The temple cleansing, Mark 11. He cleansed the temple there. Luke 19 as well. The opposition of the rulers, Mark 11, 18. Luke 19, 47, 48. He goes out of the city, probably to Bethany, Luke 21 and Mark 11. Now we have the second day before the Passover, which is the 13th day of Nisan. It's Monday sunset to Tuesday sunset. That's the 13th day. So it starts at 6 p.m. on the 12th day, goes to the 13th day, Tuesday. That is 6 p.m., sunset to sunset. There is nothing mentioned in John's gospel here. But the other gospels tell us in the morning, on the way to Jerusalem, the question of the disciples about the fig tree, Mark 11. Again, Jesus is at the temple in Jerusalem, Matthew 21, Mark 11, Luke 20. In Jerusalem, teaching in parables and questions, Matthew 21, Mark 12, Luke 20. The first great prophecy in the temple, Matthew 21, 5 through 36. And Matthew 21, 37, 38. The second great prophecy at the Mount of Olives, that's where Matthew 24 takes place. Brethren, do we understand when we read the Bible? This is on the 13th Nisan, the day before the crucifixion. Jesus preaching about the second coming in Matthew 24. Do you see that? There's a lot that takes place in the last week of Jesus' life. Then you have 24, and then the second great prophecy, Matthew 25. After 2 days is the Passover, it says in Matthew 26. So there's another fixed point. So the Passover has to be 2 days after 13 Nisan. Starting that night, next night's 1 day. And then the next night is the next day. Isn't that amazing? It's there. You can count the days if you know how to count the days. Brother Wes can do this. He has five fingers. He can even figure this out. Amen. If not, you still got your toes. He's a math man. 1, 2, 3. He likes numbers, right, sister? Yes. So, brother, I want you to be able to teach this lesson. Figure out all these days and numbers and how, what day and what time and all that. He's a numbers man. So here we have it. Leading up, after 2 days, Matthew 26 is the Passover. He returns to Bethany and is present at the Second Supper. Boy, they fed him well there, didn't they? And there's a second anointing. You know, if you don't really study the Bible, you're just going to think, well, that just happened all at once. And then the day before the Passover, the 14th day of Nisan, is the preparation day. This is the day of the crucifixion from Tuesday sunset to Wednesday sunset. We have the Last Supper in John 13. Remember that great chapter, John 13. Jesus washing the feet of the disciples. John 13, the announcement of the betrayal. The prophecy of Peter's denial. John 14. Think of John 14. We're talking about the last 24 hours of Jesus' life. He's preaching about, teaching about the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Comforter. His great high priestly prayer, John 17. Then they go to Gethsemane, John 18. The arrest of the Lord, the trials of the Lord. And then about the sixth hour, Pilate said, "Behold your king." Then he was led away to be crucified. Discussion with Pilate about the inscriptions, the dividing of the garments, the Lord's mother and John, "Behold thy mother." Then the ninth hour on Wednesday, 3 p.m., his cry. He gave up the ghost. Then the subsequent events, and he's buried in haste before sunset. And by the way, I was there. It's called, Calvary. It's called Gordon's Calvary. Like in Jerusalem, they have a Catholic church and they have all the steps of Jesus and go follow this and you go all the way down and they have all this beautiful. And then you have way over in the garden where the garden tomb is. You sit there and you look over here and you see Calvary's mountain. And you see Golgotha, you see the place of the skull. It's still carved in, it's in the rocks. It's what it looks like. In fact, I'm praying about it, and I may do it. I may start a series on I Walk, where Jesus walked, and I will show you all the pictures and explain it. So you pray about that. And from you could see how in haste they would take his body from there and come over to this tomb that was close by. It fits the Bible perfectly. Because he was buried in haste before the high day. 15 Nisan. The high day. The first day of the feast was a Sabbath. So they buried him quickly before that high day. That's where I'm going to leave it tonight. And then we'll pick it up on Wednesday and preach a little more about what day was Jesus crucified and why. And I'll kind of pull this all together. So I hope this is helpful to you. And I realize it's a lot of information, but I hope it's in an orderly way where if you just sit there and read the scriptures and think about them and meditate on it, you could figure it out for yourself. You don't always have to have someone tell you what day Jesus was crucified. You could figure it out biblically for yourself and know why we believe in a Wednesday crucifixion, not a Friday crucifixion. So if you come to church on Wednesday, remember this, it's Good Wednesday, amen. Instead of Good Friday, it's Good Wednesday. And we'll be preaching about the crucifixion of Jesus.